And this morning,
aan zou vandaag,
I want to share about the covenant.
Dit is Sarah manier van het jen.
Now you know we live in a world.
Are you seeing the piano yo tutula?
Where people make lots of promises.
Where people na demano beva pangatena.
Amen.
Amen.
And someone made a promise to you.
Check out the sula na pangatena sa basa kam nove.
Yes. Okay. Have you made a promise to someone? Now many of the promises someone made to you, maybe they didn't keep. Now you don't know me at all.
Dit is niet in de fatuutje om balaar.
And I come to one of you.
Dit maar naar toen naar rij naar rewa.
And I say to you.
Dit is niet genoeg.
Meet me tomorrow 4:00.
Rapid zoek de jongste kan nevert.
In a city 50 kilometers from here.
Aan wat met aan 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 kracht, maar puur kilometer van hier.
I'm gonna give you a million area.
Meer kun je dat die area de no.
Will you go?
And then.
Who will go?
Is a not there?
If you are honest,
Rather on such an hour,
you're probably not going to go.
See at this, I don't know.
Amen.
Amen.
But so if Pastor Nelson comes,
Karatu, Pastor Nelson,
and he says,
this will be.
Meet me tomorrow at 4 o'clock.
Rapid to my name, I'm never.
I'm going to give you a million ariari.
Right up to Sariari now.
Will you go?
But they must have said that.
Why?
From a name, no, they are.
No, because you trust him.
Since I think my story is for something, it keeps on our enemies.
You know him.
For the Jarewis.
He's not a man that talks out of two sides of his mouth.
He's truly the Lariat Tesar.
He doesn't say this.
Yes,
but he does that. Amen.
Amen.
So what's the point? You see, we will rather go when he says go. Because of our relationship with him. And I want to show you today the reason that many Christians are not living this life of power. Because you do not know God. Amen.
Amen.
For many people, God is like a stranger. That's why when I read in the Bible,
Amen.
You know, and that's why God has given us the Bible.
So we can understand who He is. Amen. Amen. Amen.
So we can understand who He is.
Amen. Amen. To
explain to us His nature. His character. And the more we get to know God, the more we will trust God.
Amen.
Amen.
Now and
the more you will see the power of God coming through you.
so
much
that
they will believe his promises in his
word. Amen. Amen.
Let's read together Hebrews 6. We can start there from verse 12.
Mba tsy tetraka ianareo fa naka ireo mandova araka ny teny fikasana amin'ny finoana sy ny faharetana. Fa Andriamanitra nanao teny fikasana tamin'ny Abrahama ary satria tsy nisy lehibe no ny tenany izay azo ny aniana dia nianiana tamin'ny tenany izy ka nanao hoe hitahianao tokoa aho ary ahamaro dia ahamaranao. Ary arak'izany rehefa nahatra tsara Abrahama dia nahazo ny teny fikasana. Fa ny olona dia mianiana amin'izay lehibe no teniny ary ny fianiarana dia atao mba hamafy ny teny ampitsahatra amin'ny fifandirana rehetra. Ary amin'izany raha Andriamanitra taneo kokoa amin'ny mpandova araka ny teny fikasana ny tsy fiovany sitrapony dia natao mafy tamin'ny fianiarana izany mba ho zavatra roaloha tsy mety miova izay tsy hain'Andriamanitra andengana no azontsika fampirisihana mafy dia isika izay nandozitra hiazona ny fanantenana napetraka eo anoloantsika izay ananantsika ho valifantsiky ny aina sady mafy no tsy mihetsika ary miditra any anatin'ny hevitra lava tany ny diran'i Jesosy ho mpialohantsika rehefa tonga mpisorona be mandrakizay araka ny fanao ny Melkizedeka. Alao ivavakitsika.
Father, we ask you again this morning that you will open up scripture to us, that you will make this word alive, that you will teach us, that you will feed us, so we can grow and become the men and women you've called us to be. To the glory of the
Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Now, if you are anything like me, the one thing I do not like is to wait. I don't like to wait. I don't like patience. Oh, the Lord has been happy with patience. I want it now. If God says something, then I want it now. Amen.
Amen.
You see, but like any promise, it often takes a long time. But Joseph's life went this way. Amen.
Amen.
So the promises went there. But to Joseph it felt like he was going here. Sold by his brothers. Misunderstood.
Just
start reading the Bible. that God has made to you. Let's look at King David. Here he is, anointed king. He's now a king of Israel. And let's say to the king is this way. But he's running this way. Being chased by King Saul.
Amen.
Amen. But let me tell you, this is the good news. Often it feels the promise is this way. But life is leading you this way. But what's busy happening is they're coming together.
Amen.
So maybe to you it feels like God has spoken promises. Even this morning I feel God wants to remind some of you of the promises. Because what's busy happening is God is bringing me closer to the plan.
Amen.
Amen. You know, not Potiphar's wife. Not the prison. Nothing could stop
Joseph
from God's promises happening in his life. Amen. Amen. Not King Saul. Not David's enemies.
David.
Stop the promises of God being fulfilled in David's life. And in your life, nothing can stop it.
Amen.
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 So what we see here, he said God makes promises. The whole Bible is full of promises. And there's, when God makes a promise, it often is conditional. He says to Adam, do not eat from this tree. If you do, you will die. What happens? He eats from the tree. So who failed the promise? Not God. Adam. Okay. But then Genesis 3. God makes a new promise. In the moment of Adam and Eve's weakness. Promise ever. He says, through you, through the seed of the woman, is
going
to come this deliverer. This Jesus that's going to crush the head of the enemy. And we are now living today. Christ has come. We see the kingdom of God is expanding in the hearts and lives of believers. The rule and reign of Christ is increasing. And one day soon, we will hear the trumpet. And everyone will look up. There will be the rider on the white horse with fire in his eyes, with his great army to come and fetch us to be eternally with him.
Amen.
Amen. God's promises will never fail.
Si nu laughs at it.
Amen.
Amen.
Another promise.
Tem fi chasanaf.
Noah. What did God say to Noah?
Ina tene na jemanta tam Noah.
What promise did God make to Noah?
Ina vopana tene na na tona jemanta tam Noah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And what was the sign?
Te ina nu fana ma matelis.
How do I know it was true?
I wanted to put that up for Martin.
The rainbow.
Shava.
Amen.
Amen.
Isn't that amazing? Even now, when you experience great floods in your country, and you feel, I don't know what's going on.
What's going to
happen? What's going to happen? All this rain is going
to stop.
Oh, when you just see that rainbow, it should remind you, oh, there's a promise. God will never destroy the world by the flood again. Amen.
Amen.
What about the cross? God made a promise on the cross. Jesus is himself said, you will kill this body. What happened? He's arrived, he's arisen. Amen.
Amen.
He's no longer on the cross. Amen.
Amen.
He has come. You know, as he was lying on the stair, when he was on the cross, as the drops of blood started to fall into the earth, what happened? People started to get up from the graves. Do you know that? It said that people started to get out alive from the graves. Just as a few drops fell to the ground. Now we know they died later. But how much more now that the work of the cross has been done? All the blood of Christ not raise us from the dead. Amen.
Amen.
Will we not have a hope in the promise of Jesus? In the promise of God. And as Christ is, so will you be. As you close your eyes, as you finish with this world, right then, the angels will be waiting to take you into the arms of Christ. Amen.
Amen.
So what is the point? We have so many promises from God.
Mana na ten fita sana maru sita biya kuna demana.
What about the promise of the Holy Spirit?
Mana wana na ten fita sana fana mas.
Amen.
Amen.
He came.
Tunges.
So what am I saying, friends?
Ina mo kala tiko na sa ina nama.
We need to get to know God.
Mila isita maalala na demana.
Better and better.
The people who are trying.
So we can believe. Amen.
Amen.
Now the third great work of the cross was when God came and introduced a new and a final and a perfect covenant. And this covenant was like a promise. Now for a covenant to happen, there need to be two parties. Amen.
Amen.
I can't cut the covenant with myself. Amen.
Amen.
There needs to be another party. Amen.
Amen.
So who are the two parties? Number one, it was God. And number two, it was mankind. Now the problem when God made an original covenant with Adam, Adam broke the covenant.
Amen.
Yes.
Say.
But God didn't break the covenant. God found another way. By bringing our heavenly Adam.
Jesus Christ.
What's the difference? Adam failed.
Adama, love.
Abraham failed.
Abraham, love.
David failed.
Davida, love.
Noah failed.
Noah, love.
But God never failed.
Find your mantra to love.
Amen.
Amen.
Here's the good news.
Sorry for my father.
He cut this covenant.
You find a new day, the final, the final, the final.
He made this promise with our new representative, Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ.
And Jesus Christ,
Jesus Christ,
cannot fail.
See, Africa, you love.
Amen.
Amen.
You know, God forsook Jesus on the cross. For those 4 hours. You know, the hardest thing for Jesus, I believe, was not the nails through his body. Was not the rejection by his disciples. Was not the way that his own people he came to save treated him. Is when the Father left him for 4 hours. Amen.
Amen.
Why did he have to do that? Why would the Father do that? You know why? So that he would never have to forsake you. Amen.
Amen.
Do you get it? He forsook his Son. Never ever think that God would forsake you. And now, because you are in Christ, even when you fall, even when you fail, the covenant has been made with Christ.
You
cannot fail. And you are inside of Christ. So God can never leave or forsake you.
Amen.
Amen. Now, covenant is not like a promise. Because people make promises, as I said. And they don't keep them. And often you will make a promise to someone. And you cannot keep it. Why? Because we cannot control the future. Amen.
Amen.
I can tell you, I will come here in September. But it's not, I can't promise it because it's not in my hands.
Amen.
Amen. Let me read you what James says. James 4 verse 13. So what is this saying? Be careful to make promises.
acontecido.
Instead, you ought to say,
rante na isto que nós já resolvemos a fazer.
If the Lord wills,
assim já puna trimante.
We will do this or that.
Isso só uma coisa.
Amen.
Amen.
Because when we say that,
satine fautine azai sija,
we even testify to others that we are not in control of the future. But the future is in surrender to God. So what am I saying? Am I saying you shouldn't plan? Do I say you shouldn't make any commitments? I'm saying you should say, if the Lord wills, we will do this and that. And we try to do our best. We give it our all. But there's such a freedom to let God determine the outcome. You know, often when we get frustrated, when I get impatient, when things don't happen the way I want it to, I have to ask myself, am I not moving now faster than God? Amen.
Amen.
Am I not trying to now open a door that God is not opening? Amen.
Amen.
Because as we saw in Hebrews 6, it is by faith and patience that we get into the promises of God. And if God has made a promise to you, it is His responsibility. To make sure that that thing comes to pass. Amen.
Amen.
This is good news. Amen.
Amen.
Now there are many promises made in Scripture. But in Scripture we also find something that's stronger than a promise. Which is when God makes an oath. Which means what? Doesn't matter what happens from this day forward. Surely this thing will come to pass. Let me give you an example.
Abraham.
Abraham walked with God.
Abraham
God says, walk with me. So it was a promise. But it was based on Abraham walking with God.
Amen.
But because Abraham walked with God, and he obeyed God, and eventually God says, now I want you to sacrifice your son. And he obeyed God. God turned the promise into an oath. To say what? From this day forward, irrespective of what happens the way you perform now, through your offspring will come the Messiah. And we know Abraham after that oath, he lied. He deceived. You know, he said, oh, this is my sister. Yes? So he wasn't so perfect, was he? But because God made an oath, Abraham's non-performance couldn't undo the oath. Amen.
Amen.
I see lots of question marks in your faces. Just stick with me. You're
going
to understand soon why am I saying these things. Think about David. If you follow me, out of your line, your family, will come the Messiah. One someone will remain to sit on this throne.
Amen.
And then David walked with God.
He obeyed God.
Until one day God came to him. And God said, no longer is that a promise. It's based on your performance. No longer is it that anymore. I now make an oath to you. I swear by this covenant that out of your family will sit someone on this throne continually.
Amen.
Amen. And then we see David afterwards. He committed murder. He committed adultery. He was disobedient. His sons were disobedient. And no matter what happened from there, God kept the promise. God kept the oath. Amen.
Amen.
Now let me apply this for you. God made an oath to Jesus.
And the mantle of one that Jesus.
Whoever is in Christ, will be in His forever.
The wazi matakzai.
Which means what? Irrespective of your performance after you are saved. You might slip. You might fall. You might make mistakes. If you are truly saved, nothing can take you outside that oath.
Amen.
Isn't that good news? That God makes covenants with us. That He saves you.
Where He is now.
And like I said before, your salvation is so secure. If it was possible for Jesus to be taken away from the Trinity, which is impossible, just as impossible it is for you to be taken out of the hands of God.
Amen.
Amen. Now some of you sit there, you say, well, you know, I look at brother so-and-so. They say they're Christian. They used to love the Lord. But look at their lives now. Were they really saved? What does the Bible say? Forget about them. Are you saved? If you say you have Christ, are you living a godly life? Amen.
Amen.
If you say you have Jesus, can people see it? You know, Peter says, when you are saved, God takes the seed of the gospel and He plants it in your heart. And now that seed is an eternal seed. And now this gospel tree is starting to grow inside. Amen.
Amen.
So how do I know when I see a tree that tree is an apple tree? I can tell you. I sell this tree to you.
Come,
friends.
Have you remember?
It's a nice tree.
Ah, mafnats.
This tree makes the best apples.
Tias, tite nam tu da pomo mam tite.
Give me 20,000 ari ari.
Miruala tite.
You sure? That's expensive.
No, that's better now.
No, just trust me. It's, oh, the apples is amazing.
Miruki anafuza from pomo tite na santa tite.
Now I get that tree.
They are like me.
I plant it.
They are blame.
It grows.
It took.
And out comes
the infavoker
thorns.
Seen.
And some ugly flowers.
Seen for butchers, rats that I bit.
Now I say, but where's the apple tree?
The fact that for our only aspect.
Where's the apples?
I said, Pom.
You lied to me.
My dad did.
Why?
For my name.
Because I see by the fruit, this is not an apple tree. Amen.
Amen.
And the same way many people say, no, that Jesus is inside of me. Well, where's the fruit? If Jesus is in you, you will bear the fruit. Amen.
Amen.
Now, even I know some of us, the fruit is still little. Some of us, like Pastor Nelson, the fruits are so big, it's almost breaking the branches. But you know, if we say we have Jesus, people will see it. I don't even have to tell someone I believe in Jesus. They will see, that seed is planted in me. Amen.
Amen.
You know, there was an Egyptian pharaoh. King Tutankhamun.
King Tutankhamun. King Tutankhamun.
They are almost like Tutsu. And those seeds were lying there maybe for 1,000, 2,000 years. And then they took that seed and they planted it. And you know what? It grew. So how much more? If the imperishable seed of God is planted in you, will it not grow? Will it not be fruit for the nations, fruit for your families, that people can taste and see that God is good when
you laugh at a mark of manata of a way and a mantle or not?
Amen.
Amen.
So, what is my point?
Give me a book to put in a reserve.
God has made a promise.
God has made a covenant.
God has made a covenant.
God has made a covenant.
With Jesus.
Jesus.
Saying that Jesus,
then with Jesus,
based on the way that you perform, based on your life, based on your sacrifice, based on accepting the penalties, you will be forever a priest. You'll be forever the representative of mankind. And those that are in you will never be lost, will always belong to you. Irrespective of what happens next. Irrespective if we stumble. Amen.
Amen.
And even if we walk away like the prodigal son, God will continue to draw you back. He will continue to call you back. He will continue to put something in your heart, desiring to be with your Father again. Amen.
Amen.
But here's the problem. We think, when I do something wrong, then I must now try and work back my favor to God. Oh, I committed the sin.
Oh,
now I have to help two old ladies across the street. I have to pray a little bit more. I have to give a little bit more money in the offering. And once I've worked a little bit, then now I can come to the Father. Isn't that what we do? Amen.
Amen.
Be honest.
Okay.
Yes.
Yes.
We think when we mess up, we must work it back. No, my friends. Jesus was a worker. I go to God immediately. I run to Him. Father, forgive me. I am sorry. Instantly,
you
fellowship is restored again.
Amen.
Amen. You see, friends, it's not our work that keeps us saved. Amen.
Amen.
It is the work that Jesus has already done, which keeps me saved. Because otherwise, if it was my work that saved me, then you better work hard to stay saved. Amen.
Amen.
Which is impossible. Otherwise, if we could work to be saved, then Jesus didn't have to come. But it's because we couldn't work. Because we couldn't do that job. Because we couldn't hit that target. Because we keep falling short. That Jesus came. And He did the work on our behalf. So that our salvation can be secure. Amen.
Amen.
Let me give you an example. You know, there were two people, and each of them received a piece of land. Now both of them said, hey, wait a minute. This is too good to be true. Amen.
Amen.
If someone just gives you land, what would you think? Is there cash? Okay. So the one man, he decided, this is too good to be true. And he waited, he did an investigation. He went to the government. He went to the courts. He went to the local provincial people. The tribunal. He spent his whole life trying to prove whether this is true or not. The other man, he said, this is too good to be true. I don't deserve it. But man, praise God. And he started to plant. He started to build. He started to enjoy this land. Amen.
Amen.
You know, friends, salvation is so good. It almost seems too good to be true. Amen.
Amen.
You can either try and wonder, you know, why me, Lord? Why? You know, it's not right.
Amen.
Or you can Or you can say, Lord, I don't deserve it.
But
I'm
going
to spend my life for you, Lord. I'm
going
to use this promise that you made to Jesus. And I'm
going to
work this land. I'm
going
to bear much fruit for you. So that you may be glorified.
Amen.
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 Do you get it?
As you know it is?
Yeah.
Do you get it?
As you know.
Who is going to take you?
Is a look akabau.
From the hands of God.
Of your kinatana to mount.
Who is so powerful that he can take you from the hands of God? You know, when I go visit the president, I sit there with him. You know, there's lots of policemen and people there.
The police guard the court.
And then someone comes. They want to hurt me. Can they hurt me? Why not? I'm protected. Because I'm in the presence of the president. No one can touch me. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
How much more?
You shall love to present.
Now that you are in the presence of God.
So we know fanatical demand.
Can anyone take you from his hands?
Africa, I can know you if you open up.
Amen.
Amen.
As Paul says, not life. Not powers, not principalities, nothing, no one can separate us now from the love of God. Nothing can take you from God's presence. Now that you are in the presence of God, that's a good place to say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Let's just quickly look lastly how the cutting of covenants have worked. You can read later in your notes about how God cut a covenant with Abraham. And the amazing thing is, while the covenant was being cut, Abraham was asleep. Amen.
Amen.
So that he wouldn't mess it up,
right?
You see, as part of God's work of saving us, God had to make this covenant with Jesus. He had to perform both sides of the covenant. Because every covenant with Noah,
Abraham,
with King David, was continually weakened by the men, by the human beings. Amen.
Amen.
That is why he had to cut a covenant with
Jesus.
Fully God.
And
fully man. The perfect man. The perfect sacrifice. So that it could never be weakened again.
Amen.
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 So it was Jesus who kept the covenant for us. Not us. He keeps it. He is. And as I shared with the bottle of water, whatever is true of the bottle, it's true of the content inside. Whatever is true of Jesus, he's true of you. If Jesus keeps the covenant, automatically, because you are in him, you are keeping this covenant. Amen.
Amen.
You see, we often think that our salvation is dependent on me holding on to God. Now, if you've ever tried to hang on to something, your arms get tired. Yes?
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
So we think I'm holding on to God. But I get tired. And I let go. Oh, then I have to work and work and work to come and hand on. No, my friend. God is holding on to you. Amen. He is holding on to you. And God's arms does not get tired. Amen. He will never let you go. Even if you are weak. Even if your arms get tired. Even if this life is hard. It's okay. Because God is holding on to you. Amen.
Amen.
Covenant. It's a better covenant. Because Adam grew tired. Abraham grew tired. Noah grew tired. King David grew tired. But Jesus will never grow tired. God will never grow tired. And this is the assurance we have. Jesus holding on to God. And God holding on to Jesus. So you are right in the middle. Amen.
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 Amen. So to
you see, so at salvation, we enter into this new covenant.
Meet to how long you find the king of you.
Not the old one where I get weak. Not the old one where I am the I fail. But the new covenant where Jesus holds on. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. You see, in the Sermon on the Mount, Matthew 5, 6, and 7. The question I want to ask, how do I know whether I am in this new covenant? You see, under the old covenant, I was under the old covenant, I tried to do the minimum. Amen.
Amen.
If the government says pay your taxes, you pay taxes here? Yeah?
Yeah.
Who decided? Well, I feel so generous today. I'm someone gonna pay double the taxes. Anyone like that?
Is that look for one?
No.
See,
you pay the minimum. Just so you don't get into trouble. Just so you don't break the law. Amen.
Amen.
But not so the new covenant. That's the law. People kept the law, just they did the bare minimum. But now the new covenant. God writes these laws in my heart. No longer do I do this because I have to. Now I do it because I want to.
Amen. Amen.
Now I live a different life. Now my desire is not to do the minimum. Now my desire is to do more. And that is what the Holy Spirit helps me with. He helps me to live a life far better than this life. Not only when the police is watching me, am I a good person?
No.
Now I'm a good person all the time. Because I know God is watching me.
I know
Jesus is living inside of me.
I know I'm
not wearing that beautiful white robe.
I don't want
to mess it up. Amen.
Amen.
And I remember what it cost for me to get this life. And now I want to live this life to bear fruit, to show the world how magnificent this God is. So this is it, friends. Christ died in your place. Christ lived the life that you and I couldn't. Christ removed the wall between us and God. Christ brought us to God. Christ is holding on to you. Why? All because of this promise. All because of this hope. That God spoke to mankind in Genesis 3. That the seed of the woman will come and he would crush the enemy's head. Amen.
Amen.
He would come and break the rule, the reign, the power. And God will come and enter into a new promise, a new covenant. For Jesus,
an
unbreakable covenant. A covenant that can never separate us again. A promise that he will hold on to us. Amen.
Amen.
That is.
Same is.
What Jesus came to do for us. So every time you see the cross, remember the promise.
Amen.
Every time you think of Jesus, remember the promise. Remember the covenant. That God is holding. God will never let you go. Nothing can ever separate you again from God. And even in your weakest moments, even in your weakest performance, run close to God. Because of this promise, he will never reject you. Amen.
Amen.
No matter even if you did do the worst sin of your life today, based on this promise, he will never let you go. He'll give you a hiding. If you're naughty, but he will never let you go.
Amen.
Just as I can never let my children cut them off. Because we are forever joined by blood. In the same way, are you forever joined by the blood of Jesus? By a promise that cannot be broken, made by two perfect parties, God and Jesus. That is the hope that we have. Praise be to God.
Amen.